Dvar Halachim, Chavis Halvav, Sunday night, or Lechavav Shvat. So most of us know, maybe we don't know the Makar, but there's a mitzvah's Gemilas Chasadim. Besides the general, the Ahav Tal Reacha Kamolcha, which would include Gemilas Chasadim, of course. That's how you would express it. But there's a specific limud, which is probably an asmachta, or not alohem ashaderech yelchuba, zugmilus chasodim. Or maybe that, and the halachta midrachav probably includes gemilus chasodim. Included in gemilus chasodim is a gemara in brachas, taf yud beis amud beis, where the gemara says, kol she'ef shelo levakish rachmim al chaveiro, Da'ina mavakeish nikra chote. Shenemai, the Gemara learns it after a pasuk. So one of the Gemilas chasodim, one of the chasodim is supposed to do with someone is be mispalel for them if they need help. And we believe in tefillah, we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you're supposed to be mispalel for them. That's one of the obligations of Gemilas chasodim. Okay. Go out of Chavis Alvodas, Shar Avos Hashem. Perek Shishi, the Chavis Halvavos is going through telltale signs of an Oev Hashem. We're up to number three. We'll go over number three. Umehem Sheyiyu Shoven Be'enav Tehilas Bnei Adam Be'genuyim Lo Basosu Ritzon Hashem Yisroman Be'yusader. If he's sure, if he feels compelled to do something because he holds it's a mitzvah, he's doing the Ritzon Hashem. So there will be people that will praise him for doing what he's doing, and there will be people that will berate him for doing it for whatever reason. They'll say it's a chilul Hashem, they'll say it's mind your own business, they'll say whatever they say. So, and people will praise him for doing it. They'll say, wow, you did such a great thing. So to him it's all the same. But neither one of them touches him. That's the sign of an Oev Hashem, because he's just focused on that, and that's all. And you see that it doesn't affect him one way or the other. So, Pesach is talking about Beishim Tzadel HaTov Umazer Mehara, when he's giving Musar, or he's giving Musar, he's teaching people what to do, or he's telling them what not to do, and it's not an easy task. You see, even Yeshayahu HaNavi was killed doing that from the Melech Yoshiyahu. But so the idea of this we learned Shari Yichud HaMaisa, which elaborates on this Barichos, the idea that you should do things that people are generally pleased with, that means in general that should be your Hanhoga. And there also, it's not because people are pleased with it, it's because it's the Ratzon Hashem. If it says, Musachim, the Seichel Tol, Benil, Kim, Vyodon, it means that's the Ratzon Hashem, that it should be things that, you know, people don't look at as modern or strange. But that's just a general Hanhoga. But if you're doing specifically something that you feel, you know, Basosu Ratzon Hashem, you know, this is something that I need to do, it's the Ratzon Hashem, so then, see, it doesn't make a difference to him. That's number three. Umehem Mesiris Navsho Vagufo Mamono Ubonov Liratzon Hashem Yisali. He's willing to be Mosa Nefesh. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean you saw him being Mosa Nefesh. You see that he's ready to. And we all, as he explained before, that's all Nichla on the Pasuk of the Ohav Toys Hashem Alokecha. So, in other words, when we say that pasuk, we have to either visualize or imagine that we would be asked to give up something very dear to us, and we would be ready to, because of Avos Hashem. So here, what you see is that this person is ready to do it. And you see, this person is ready to do it. I don't know how you can tell. Maybe the way he talks, the way he is single-minded in his devotion. I don't know exactly how you see that. But it doesn't mean you saw him being Moser Nefesh. I mean, that's, although it could mean that. But I think it means you see he's ready to, that he's there, that he's holding there. So that means he has Avos Hashem to that degree, that he, other Avos pale, you know, in comparison. They're botel to the Avos Hashem. Okay, we'll stop there.